time now for a couple of your letters. Faith and atheism both figure in. On Friday, we remembered writer Christopher Hitchens. He was known for his cutting remarks about the likes of Mother Teresa and especially God.
Well, Mike DiVirgilio of Bolingbrook, Illinois, did not agree with Hitchens' atheism, but he wrote to praise our story and to raise a glass to something that he and Hitchens did have in common. He writes this: "As a Christian who was amused by his anti-God rants and a Scotch lover, I was kind of disappointed that the piece referred to Mr. Hitchens as one who loved wine. He may have, but in every piece I ever read about the man, Scotch was his drink of choice, an unfortunate omission. I'm sure that I would have enjoyed his company over a nice single malt."
Now on to a squishier subject. Last week we tried some marshmallows here on the show. Our co-host Melissa Block was inspired to make them by cookbook author Jennifer Reese, who says homemade marshmallows are the way to go.
Oh, they just taste so much better. They're fluffier and they're just more delicious.
Well, Liz Rickard of Peoria, Illinois, couldn't agree more. She writes this: "Some of us predate jet-puffed marshmallows. My brother and I have decried the sorry excuse that passes for marshmallows ever since that misguided improvement was introduced. 2 years ago, I made my own, and the world got a little bit better immediately."
Well, whether you're sweet or sour on something we've said, write to us at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.